The city says it did not want to continue with something which the NSPCA disapproved of. However, it says in the first 2 weeks after rangers stopped using the paintball guns, raids on trash bins and houses increased by 310% from 29 to 119 incidents. The Simonstown resident was home when two entered.
I was working on my computer and I look up and I'm like, oh my God, there's like a baboon in my kitchen. It's got like two bananas. It's like stuffing bananas. They peel them, by the way. It's all very civilized. And I'm like, oh my God, I've got to get this thing out of the house. So, I mean, I'm familiar with baboons. I hike with them. You know, you don't want to actually engage with them like close up. It's a wild animal. So I open my sliding door to show where it must get out. Not this guy. He just looks at me. He opens a tub, it stuck its mouth in, licked the coconut oil. And then I was like, no, get out, get out. He hops onto the floor, goes into my scullery and opens the fridge. So then I grabbed a bottle of soda water. I just sprayed that baboon. I sprayed the kitchen. I sprayed everywhere and then it ran out. So then I hear a noise upstairs. And I run upstairs and there's one sitting on my bed. And I screamed and it immediately turned around and jumped out.
She prefers not to be named because she says those complaining are being shamed by many in the community.
You must realize this is a hot potato of nuts. There seems to be this thought that if you're a person who wants to keep the animals on the mountain, that you're an animal hater. And I mean, that's absolutely not true. We want the animals to be able to exist on the mountain. There's a lot of mountain here. We've had rain for 3 years. There's certainly no shortage of food. But they're smart and they go, huh, why can't I just go a little bit of shopping, grab some fruit or somebody's fruit bowl?
The founder of the NGO Baboon Matters, Jenny Trithawan, has been working with the primates in the area for 30 years. She's been fighting the markers since they were introduced in 2012.
I believe it just encourages people to think of using force to hurt the animal, to make the animal stay away, rather than looking at things that they could do to proactively change. So, for example, waste management, but also vegetable patches. If you want to grow a vegetable patch, you know, in your property is adjacent to the Table Mountain National Park, you do need to look at ways to cover those vegetable patches. And there's all sorts of clever things that you can do. But the emphasis became on, we can chase the baboons away and create this landscape of fear by hurting them. So pain aversion. So I was always opposed to use of paintball guns, but the NSPCA supported it. And then withdrew their support.
A statement on the NSPCA's website says they saw using a paintball gun on primates as outdated and capable of causing unnecessary suffering. Julia Wood, the City of Cape Town's manager of biodiversity management, says although the NSPCA provided no specifics, officials took their statement very seriously. Wood said paintball guns, which had been 95% effective in keeping baboons at bay, were sidelined. Conflict between man and beast immediately escalated. Rangers were attacked and one needed a tetanus shot. Wood says the animals were also in danger.
Obviously, as soon as they came back into town, we had at least three baboons that died. And many injuries as a result of pellet guns. One baboon was actually torn to pieces by a dog. So we had lots and lots of issues.
She says the city has met with the SPCA and conservation group Cape Nature to refine acceptable procedures.
We haven't recorded one injury of a paintball. And as you know, lots of people go and play sport using paintball guns. They mainly are there to aim at the ground in front of the baboons. Occasionally, in a certain situations, they are allowed to hit adult baboons only on their behind. They're not allowed to hit them in the face. And they are not allowed to hit young baboons or females with babies.
Both the SPCA and Cape Nature are going to be ensuring compliance with the procedure. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.